So in smaller businesses, often the business owner also works in the business, controls everything, but as the business grows, the owner then stops controlling things as much because it becomes practically impossible, and we need to start employing professional managers. Now, in large companies, it's the shareholders, who are the owners of the company, they often stop having any day-to-day involvement at all with the company, and they leave the running of the company to professional management. And we call this the separation of ownership from management, not surprisingly. Now, I also want to bring you to the idea of the separation of direction. So what this is really getting at is we've separated ownership from management, but what if management then start to act in their own self-interest rather than that of the owners? So to overcome this, which is what we call an agency effect, company law says, right, the company must be led by a board of directors. And it's the board of directors rather than the managers in the company who are accountable to the shareholders, okay? Managers are responsible to the board of directors, and it's the board of directors who are responsible to the shareholders.